Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Hello, everybody. I hope you're doing well. Hello, America. Wow, do we have a lot going on today. A big show. And all sorts of chaos happening around the country. And we're going to get through it all, folks. It's just another day in Biden's America. It's a continual dumpster fire with this White House. Good to have you with us today. I want to salute right out of the gate our friends over at NASCAR. You know, at this very moment, you've got the Chinese, and they're working hand-in-hand with the communist Chinese. As a matter of fact, would not be surprised if you've got a bunch of Uyghurs right now in Chinese prison camps that are making a lot of the shoes and the NBA apparel. I would not be surprised in the least to hear that happening. You have the National Football League, and granted, they have done better, but it is still permissible in the National Football League to spit on America, to disparage our troops. That is a right that NFL football players have. So you've got the NBA in bed with the Chinese. You've got the NFL, which hates their own country. But then you have NASCAR. And you have the story of NASCAR owner Richard Childress, who is a great American patriot. And I like this guy. And Mr. Childress was watching all of the horrible things that were happening to the Ukrainian people. And he said, you know what? We've got to do something about this. We've got to get out there, and we're going to have to lend a helping hand. Now, at this moment, the American government, they don't know what they're doing. They really don't know how to respond to what's happening with the Russian invasion of Ukraine. They don't know what to do. And part of this is that Joe Biden and the Democrats are terrified that Putin is going to use nuclear weapons. That's the fear here. And so the Americans don't know what to do. Our government right now is paralyzed with fear. And that's why they haven't gone all the way with the sanctions, because they're afraid if they go all the way, if they completely cut off Russia, that Putin may very well retaliate. You know, last night there was a CBS News reporter. They were wrapping up a live shot, and the guy out there on the balcony, and all of a sudden the entire sky lit up. It's the dark of night, and it was almost as if it was daytime. And you know what? The first thought that crossed my mind, because the guy turns around and says, what the heck was that? And you know, the thought crossed my mind that it was a nuclear explosion. I mean, it was that bright of a light. Then a few seconds later, another huge blast, and they hit the ground. So there is a fear, and that is why the American government has not been bolder in their response to what's happening in Ukraine. You know, this idea that we're finally going to get around to sending them weapons, well, that's going to take weeks, if not months. This should have already been decided. So here you have a guy, Richard Childress, and if you follow NASCAR, you know who he is, a Hall of Fame team owner. And he was watching the interviews of the Ukrainian president, who's a hero. I mean, the man is a true leader, and he is a patriot, and I suspect they will be naming schools and boulevards and building statues in his honor if, in fact, the Ukrainians are able to win the day. But he's watching this guy who was an actor. He was a voice actor. He voiced Paddington Bear for the movie. He was in Dancing with the Stars, and he was widely mocked. by the rest of the world, just like Donald Trump. Oh, they just, you know what? They just elected a reality TV star. You know, what does that guy know? He's a nobody. They said the same thing about Donald Trump. And in a lot of ways, there are similarities between Donald Trump and Zelensky, the president of Ukraine. A lot of similarities. I'm not saying they're identical, but the guy's out there, and you know what? He's defending his people. He's standing up for his people. He may not be doing all the right things. He may be embellishing here and there, but you know what? He's standing up for his people. He may be writing mean things on Twitter, but he's standing up for his people. That's what Donald Trump did. That's why he endeared himself, and that is how he endeared himself to the American people. He did what he said he was going to do. Now, it could have been very easy for Zelensky to follow the advice of the Bidens, which is to cut and run. That is the cowardly thing to do. Now, some people might say, no, it's strategy. If you're the leader of the country and your country's being invaded, you need to get to safety. Really, what message does that send to all the people you left behind? So he stayed and he fought. And his life is in danger. Everybody knows that. But the people respect that because you know what? Their lives are in danger too. So you've got this American citizen, very wealthy man, Richard Childress, and he's watching all of this. And the man's a patriot. He loves America. He loves freedom. And keep in mind, that is at the heart of who we are, is our freedom. Why do we love America? We don't love America just because it's America. We love America because of what it represents. It represents freedom. It represents liberty. We cherish those ideals. That is why we cheer for people like the Ukrainians who are out there fighting in the streets, the grandmas that are making the Molotov cocktails in their kitchens while they're baking cookies for the grandkids, because we identify with that. We know what it's like. We have people in our own families who gave up their lives so that we could be free. The Stearns family, patriots all. So many of my grandfathers, great-grandfathers, great-uncles fought in the war. One was a prisoner of war, shot down over Germany. Another was shot on the beach at Iwo Jima. Patriots all. But every single one of us listening to this broadcast right now, we've got stories like that. This is, you know, Reagan said it's, you know, the freedom is not passed down in our bloodstream. We've got to fight for it. Every single generation has to fight for it. And that's what we've been doing. But in a way, this is our legacy. So when we see, can we just get real for a second here, folks? We have lost countless blood and treasure on foreign soil, defending people who are a bunch of lazy ass do-nothings. They would not take up arms to fight for their own freedom. They brought us over to do that. And that enraged me. I don't know about you, but that's why I could not support the war in Iraq. Those people didn't want to be free. They wanted us to come over and do the dirty work. Really, the same thing was happening in Afghanistan. Those people don't want to be free. They're not willing to put it all on the line. They're not. And my philosophy, and I developed this philosophy during the Bush administration, that we have no business fighting anybody else's wars. However, if you're a country like Ukraine, and you're gonna put it all on the line, you're sending away the women and the children so the men can fight. That impresses me. But you know what also impresses me? All the women and the children who refused to leave, that said, no, this is our country too. We're going to stand and fight alongside the men. That impresses me. Those are people that want to be free. They're not out there asking for us to send troops. They're asking for weapons. They're asking for ammo. They're asking for help to make the battlefield a level field. They're not asking us to come over there and fight. They want the ammo so they can fight. I respect that. and I think as American citizens, as the sons and daughters of liberty, I think we have a responsibility to help those people. I truly do. Not boots on the ground, but they deserve every bit of support that we can send. And here's the caveat here. Maybe you feel led to go over there and fight alongside the Ukrainians, and I say, God bless you. That is a noble cause. But for us to assist the Ukrainians here, that is a noble cause. And here you have Richard Childress, the NASCAR owner, and he's watching all of this. And this, what I just shared with you is stirring. This passion is stirring. It's burning in his heart and his soul. And he's saying, we have got to help these people. I have got to help these people. So he picks up the phone and he calls the owner of an ammo company, Ammo Inc. He's on the board of directors, talking to Fred Wagenhals, who's the owner of the place, and says, Fred, we got to help these people. These Ukrainians, they've got the guns, but they need ammo. And so he's forking over. He said, I don't care how much money it costs. We're going to send at least 1 million rounds of ammo over to help the Ukrainians so they can shoot these Russian bastards. And that's exactly what he's doing. So they're sending over all this ammo, and the guy was on Fox News, and just a really moving interview. And he said something that just really stopped me in my tracks. He said, you know, it would take weeks, if not months, to get there using the government, our own government. So we're going to work through a private company to get it there quicker. That's appalling. But it kind of tells you the state of affairs in Washington, D.C. and within the federal government, where the private sector can do a better job and is more useful than the federal government that our tax dollars are paying for. But he also said something else, and I want you to think about this. There are those, just a few days ago, you heard Joe Biden, in one of his more lucent moments during the State of the Union address, Joe Biden said that he was declaring war on the Second Amendment, that they're trying to get our guns. We can never allow that to happen, ladies and gentlemen, ever. You and Richard Childress brought this up in the interview. He said, you better pay attention to what's happening in Ukraine because this is a wake-up call for the United States of America. You want to know why? You want to know why we have not been invaded, aside from the illegals coming across the border? You want to know why a foreign nation like Russia hasn't tried to make a play on Alaska? It's because they know that about 80 to 90% of the American population is armed. And we know how to use our weapons. And we are not afraid to use our weapons. That's why nobody dares, no foreign power dares invade the United States of America. Because we have a Second Amendment. But not only that, we have engaged the Second Amendment. It's not good enough to have a Second Amendment. You have to engage the Second Amendment. And what does that mean? It means that we have the right to bear arms and we are bearing arms. And Richard Childress says, You look at what's happening in Ukraine right now. Those people did not have the right to bear arms. They had to stand up outside of a government building, and they were handing out the weapons. Well, if the Ukrainians, if God blesses that nation with a miracle, and they're able to fight off the invading horde of evil demons, if they're able to do that, they need to rework their constitution and give those people the right to bear arms. Because if you've got millions and millions of Ukrainians who are packing heat, the Russians are going to think twice about doing this again. It's getting ugly out there, folks. We've got a lot of new intel coming in from what's happening in Ukraine. New reporting suggests that the Russians are preparing work camps, prison camps, and also public executions. This is the information coming out of Ukraine right now. My question is, how do we support the Ukrainian people in this cause. We're going to open up the phones, 844-747-8868. It is a toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, our website, and we have a lot of great stories. You can watch the video of Richard Childress. It's powerful. It's moving. And God bless this American patriot. You know, some people are talking the talk. They're giving the big speeches up on Capitol Hill while people are dying in the streets of Ukraine. Speeches are not good enough. Some people talk, others do. Richard Childress is a doer. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
Our world has certainly changed. Everything is online today. With all the convenience the internet has to offer, our world is more electronic than ever. You may have security systems in place for real life, but what about your online life? Identity Guard can sound the alarm if your digital presence is at risk. Here's a scary stat. Every 7 seconds, someone becomes a victim of fraud or identity theft. 23% of those people never get their money back. And if you think it could never happen to you, think again. Identity Guard can help. They provide advanced monitoring to keep your online accounts, finances, and personal information safe. If a threat is found, you'll get alerted fast, like if your online accounts or passwords were leaked or if someone tries to open a bank account in your name. For a limited time, Identity Guard is offering our listeners a 30-day free trial when you visit identityguard.com/Todd. Go to identitycard.com/Todd to get complete protection, huge savings, and a 30-day free trial. Certain terms apply. See site for details. All right, I want to say a special hello to all of you folks listening to us on Getter today. Most of the people listening to us on Getter are enraged at everything I just said. There's a line of thought out there, and again, this is the Hannity world and the Tucker Carlson world, and then there are all of us in the middle. And Hannity is ready to, he wants to assassinate Vladimir Putin. You've got Tucker Carlson, on the other hand, who says, well, we need to stay out of this. This is not our fight at all. So, and then all the people on Getter are saying it's actually a fake war. There's really not a war. That this is really just a civil conflict between the Ukrainians. So the Russians are not involved at all. Okay, I don't know what you people are smoking, but you need to stop and get some medical attention. So you've got Hannity who's suggesting that, well, you know what, we need to go after Putin. We need to take out Putin. Cut number six.
What we really need in this crisis more than anything else is a worldwide condemnation, and it's a simple new rule that if you invade an innocent sovereign country and you kill innocent men, women, and children, you don't deserve to live. That's the bottom line. Well, Hannity, we have an executive order that prohibits assassination of foreign leaders. And I'm like, you cut the head of the snake off and you kill the snake. And right now the snake is Vladimir Putin. He's killed those young children. He's killed those innocent women. He's injured those innocent citizens. He's caused all of this.
So what do you do here? You're president of the United States. You get to be president of the United States for a day. How do you handle this war between the Russians and the Ukrainians? Let me take it a step further. Let's just say that Russia is successful and they invade and conquer Ukraine. Then they invade and conquer officially Belarus, and then they officially conquer, they go in and they take out Moldova. At what point does the United States actually get involved? When they invade Poland, Hungary, Romania? And at that point, what happens if Russia says, you make a move, you defend Poland, we're going to use nuclear weapons? What do you do then? Does Putin have the upper hand here? Does Putin know that we, the United States of America, will never defend an ally if Russia threatens to use nuclear weapons? And don't be surprised if Biden actually uses a small nuke to make his point. Put us in our place. 844-747-8868. What do you do, America? You're president. What do you do about Ukraine? This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Friends, last year your dollar lost a ton of value. Inflation rose by almost 7% in just 1 month towards the end of the year. That means in 30 days, your dollar became 93 cents. Inflation is a silent killer. It's a hidden tax felt by everyone. And this administration is only making it worse. Inflation is not slowing down. It's escalating quickly. But gold provides a hedge against inflation and can protect your family's wealth. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold and silver. You have to take the threat seriously, friends. Oil prices are rising. We have supply chain issues. All of this going to compound our inflation problems. You can trust Legacy Precious Metals because they give you unbiased counsel based on your personal situation. It's time to be proactive before you regret it and take steps now to protect yourself. Call Legacy Precious Metals. You can speak to an IRA expert at Legacy Precious Metals at 866-528-1903 or download their free investor's guide at legacypminvestments.com. Again, folks, pay attention here. Sooner or later, so the point here is this. Where do you fight the Russians? Do you fight the Russians when they invade Poland? Do you fight the Russians when they invade, I don't know, France? What about the UK? Or are all of those people on their own? At what point do we say, okay, this is the line in the sand. This is where we stand and fight. I've yet to hear anybody refute the Budapest Memorandum, which does require the United States to come to the defense of Ukraine. It doesn't say exactly how, but it says we agreed to do that. So are we people of our word? Is our word meaningless now? Is that what we're telling people? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Meanwhile, while Russia is doing all of that, and this could be another reason why we are not doing anything right now with the military, there is a report from the Washington Free Beacon. Adam Credo is the writer. Here is the lead paragraph. While Russia wages a full-scale invasion of Ukraine, the U.S. Army is putting its soldiers through training on gender pronouns and coaching officers on when to offer soldiers gender transition surgery. This is according to an official military presentation on the issue obtained by the Free Beacon. The official policy presentation is called the Policy on the Military Service of Transgender Persons and Persons with Gender Dysphoria. Can I just say that our nation's military is a mess right now, an absolute mess. They are more concerned about preferred pronouns and turning men into women than they are fighting and winning wars, killing the enemy. And this is going to come back and haunt us. And this is why you have a lot of lawmakers. Congressman Mark Green, just a couple of days on this program, says he is very concerned about military preparedness. Unbelievable. All right, 844-747-8868. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. Great to have you with us. There is a disturbing story on Twitter at this moment where the social media platform has officially suspended a sitting member of Congress. Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler from the great state of Missouri, she wrote on her Twitter page about Leah Thomas, the man who says he's a woman, who is crushing all of these female swimmers in the Ivy League. As a matter of fact, he broke 5 all-time records and won 4 championships in the Ivy League swimming and diving races just a couple of weeks ago. Nobody seems to care about the biological women here, which is the point Congresswoman Hartzler was trying to make on her Twitter page. And she joins us right now on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Congresswoman, good to have you with us.
It's good to be here, Todd. Thanks for having me, since I can't talk anymore on Twitter, so I appreciate the opportunity.
You're always welcome here, Congresswoman, and I want you to explain to our audience why you decided to weigh in on this big issue.
Well, I'm a former athlete myself. I went to a small town in Missouri, but I was very important to me to play basketball, volleyball, I ran track, and you know, got some medals, and that was important to me. And then I went on to be a teacher, and I had the opportunity to be a track coach for 6 years. And I just am so proud of all of these athletes who work so hard, set these goals to achieve those dreams. And it just is wrong. It just is infuriating, actually, how we are seeing so many girls having their dreams just squashed by this wokeness that has allowed biological males who wake up one morning and they think and they say, well, now I'm a woman, to be on these teams with the girls to compete and to beat them, to take their medals, and as you say, set those records. It is just wrong. And I had an ad. I'm running for the U.S. Senate, but where I point this out and talk about the most well-known example of this, and this is this individual, William Thomas, who has made himself a national figure by coming out and swimming on the men's team at the University of Pennsylvania 2 years, and then deciding and changing, no, I'm really a woman, and demanding to swim on the girls' team, and they're letting him. And he's the one that you referenced as having all these medals and winning all these things. And there were 16 girls on that team that sent an anonymous letter before the Ivy League championships just a couple weeks ago, asking that this not be recognized. And they had to do it anonymously, their letter says, through a lawyer, because they've been told if they speak out against their so-called teammate, then they're going to be kicked off the team and they'll never get a job. Why are they being the ones threatened to be kicked off the team? He should be the one that should never be allowed to be on the team in the first place. Those girls have a right to speak out. They have a right to compete. That's what Title IX is. And that is just all being thrown away, thrown in the trash because of political wokeness. And so I'm just speaking what I think is common sense. I'm speaking up for girls all over this country. And Twitter thinks that's hate speech. But I just think it's common sense.
And so does the Associated Press. They actually called your comment on Twitter transphobic, but you were just speaking truth. You know, Congressman, when we went back and looked at the records, Swimming World magazine did a deep dive into this guy. Back when he was swimming as a man, he was ranked 554th in the nation. Now that he's swimming with the girls, he's ranked number one. So there's really no denying that he has physical advantages over his female competitors.
Well, these girls in their letter rightly said that the advantage is very stark, especially after you transition after puberty. They point out just the difference in anatomy in that he has greater height, greater arm length and reach in the stroke, greater lung capacity, more muscle mass, just common sense things that we know there's a difference physiologically between males and females, and he still has all of those capabilities, which are very important to swimming and to be able to win races. And there's no way that a girl that has gotten up almost every morning since she's 5 years old, gone to the pool, practice to make the high school team and then to be good enough to make a college team and then to try to get to their championship. There's no way, even with all of their training, that she can compete against that. And it's just wrong. And it's just a lack of common sense. And I feel for these girls. And if we don't put a stop to this now, then we're not going to have girls' sports as we know it now. And this political wokeness is just going to continue to take over the world, and they will censor and silence anybody into submission who tries to speak out against it. And it's wrong.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler from Missouri, she has been suspended by Twitter. Now, Congresswoman, Twitter says, we will let you back on, but you have to delete that offensive, transphobic tweet. What are you going to do?
I say no. I told them they could have their account back. I'm not going to take the ad down because it is common sense and it is right. And I'm speaking up for millions of girls all over this country and their parents and others who, you know, I was contacted anonymously by a parent. I won't go any further than that. She didn't want to be identified because she's afraid for her daughter on a team. And, you know, so people are rallying. But it's sad that you have to be quiet. You have to do things anonymously. You have to whisper, boy, I support you, but boy, I don't want to speak up because I'm going to get criticized or my daughter's going to be hurt on her team. Wow. Whoever, I mean, thought that we would be here. Yeah, I feel like the children's book that I used to read to my daughter when she was little, The Emperor's New Clothes, I feel like we're living in that world where everybody was afraid to tell the emperor that these guys were fooling him and that he really didn't have any clothes until it was a parade and a little boy spoke up and says, why is the king not wearing any clothes? And we're living in a time where you can't speak up, but somebody needs to. And so I guess I'm being that little boy saying, girls' sports should be for girls, not men pretending to be girls.
What do you think the end game of all of this is?
Well, it's going to be the ruination of girls' sports. It's going to be the silencing of conservatives or anyone who has, I think it's common sense views, but Christian views as well as it relates to sexuality, as it relates to marriage. We've seen this in other countries. We've had pastors in Canada who preached on a biblical version of marriage that were arrested. We've seen this Finnish parliamentarian from Finland who spoke up, and she's been arrested. She's on trial because she spoke out and wrote a pamphlet about what she thinks the biblical view of marriage is. And this is a frightening place where just because you hold a biblical worldview that you should be arrested, you should be silenced, you should be put on trial. It's just hard to believe. This isn't America. So, but to your point, people are speaking up. I'm getting so much support from all over for speaking up, for my ad and my stance. And I think I'm speaking for millions of Americans who share this belief. And it's time for us to speak up and say we're not going to put up with this censorship.
Well, I think what it says is that you are a courageous person, because there are a good many conservatives who no longer want to speak out on that because they know what's going to happen. But you have considered the cost and you have chosen to take a stand. And I think people, especially in the Show Me state, are going to admire that and are going to support you in your bid for the U.S. Senate, Congresswoman.
Well, I hope so. I think we are at a very important point in our nation and where we could go two different directions. That's why I'm running for the Senate, because we're in crisis and we have got to take back our country. We've got to stand up and protect those freedoms that made this country great. Freedoms of speech, freedom to assembly, freedom to live our lives without government telling us or somebody who is thinks they're the best arbiter of truth to determine what we can say, where we can go, what we can do, what job we can have, whether we have to have a shot or not, or wear a mask or not. I mean, this is a very, very serious time, and it's time for us to rise up and take our freedoms back, to take a stand, and I feel confident we will in November, but this isn't over yet. This is going to be a long-term fight, and we've got to speak the truth in love. We don't mean ill on anyone, but certainly we need to speak up in love for what is right.
Well said. All right, Congresswoman, we appreciate the time you spent with us. We have links to your website over on our live show blog, and thanks for fighting the good fight.
You bet. Thanks for allowing me to be on, Todd. Appreciate it.
All right, Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler. Brave lady right there, folks. You know, a lot of people, and I'm not kidding about this, a lot of people on the conservative side who share our views on this, they do not want to be anywhere around this issue because they're afraid of the mob. Well, we're not afraid of the mob here, and we're proud to stand alongside Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler in what she's doing there in Missouri. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. This afternoon, It's Thursday. That means I will be on Newsmax, Chris Salcedo, his show. It's going to be a lot of fun. You know, Chris gives you the big news without all that spin. And that's why millions of people are tuning into Newsmax, watching Chris and his team on cable, on streaming, on their app for the really big news. This week, Chris is exposing Joe Biden's real role in the Ukraine disaster, the dangerous days ahead with China and Iran. You can watch the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax. By the way, the fourth highest rated cable news channel in America and the fastest growing news network in America. You can make the switch right now, and all you need to do is download the Newsmax app on your phone. It is smart and it is free. It is real news for real people. We'll be right back.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He created the Giza Dream Bed Sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for folks like me. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. Now, Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you're going to get 60% off the Giza Dream Sheets that come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You will also receive a set for as low as $39.99. For a limited time with any purchase, you also get Mike's softcover book free when you use the promo code STARNES. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code STARNES. Along with this offer, you're also going to get some deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the mattress topper and the towel sets. Call 800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNES, or go to MyPillow.com/STARNES and use the promo code STARNES. All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Let's get to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Memphis, Tennessee. Jay listening to us on KWAM. Hey, Jay, what's going on?
Todd, I just want to touch upon the issue of or the question of whether to help Ukraine at this time. And mind you, I really don't know how to help Ukraine, whether to provide them with missiles or provide the, or just to stop taking Russian oil. But I will tell you what happens when you don't help. I was once a New Yorker. I grew up in New York. And in 1964, there was a woman named Kitty Genovese who was accosted by an intruder, and he slashed her to death, and 38 people were listening to her screaming bloody hell, and nobody called up the police. And that was such a blight on New York for years and years, if not decades. I hope we don't make a mistake like that as a country.
Well, Jay, just a couple of months ago, you might remember the scene in New York City when a woman was accosted outside this, I believe it was either a high-rise apartment building that had a concierge security guard, and they literally went back inside and turned their back on as this woman was being brutalized on the sidewalk.
Yes.
So, Jay, look, I'm not one of these guys, and I think we've been pretty vocal about not putting American boots on the ground in Ukraine. But at the same time, we should be helping these people.
Absolutely. Beyond the shadow of a doubt.
Because otherwise, they will be here. They will be knocking on our door, and this will happen in Cuba. You watch what's going to happen in Cuba, South America. They'll be coming up through the southern border.
And one other thing I'd like to add, and then I'll go. During World War II, there was a Reverend Niemöller who wrote a piece about, you know, first they came after the trade unionists and the communists, but I wasn't one of those guys. And then eventually, and then they went after the Jews. I wasn't one, and then they went after him. So if you just keep insulating yourself and insulating and isolating yourself, eventually you're going to be all that's left. And you'll get the axe too.
No, and that's why we look. There were isolationists that were around in World War II, And they were adamant that we not involve ourselves in, you know, in what was happening across Europe. I mean, there was a, the mentality was the, that Great Britain and France get what they deserve. You know, if we, the world would be a very different place if we had not gotten involved. If the Japanese had not bombed Pearl Harbor, you'd be looking at Germany controlling all of Europe. Global Nazism. Hey, Jay, absolutely. Real quick, I got a question for you. Being that you're from New York, you live here in Memphis now, where's a good place to get a bagel around here?
The best place to get a bagel in Memphis is New York.
Is it?
it used to be a place called H&H, but I think they went out of business. I'm not positive, but yeah, that's about the size of it.
I do miss my weekly journey to Zabar's on the Upper West Side. They had some great bagels over there. I'm not going to lie, but I'm a business.
Oh yeah, they're still around.
Yeah, they're still around. But it's good to be back home in Memphis, and we'll have to meet up one of these days. Jay, give us a call back.
Yeah. Okay, we'll do. Thank you.
All right, Jay from Memphis, a New Yorker living down here in below the Mason-Dixon line. Hey, folks, hang tight. We're going to have to take a quick break for the news, but we're going to get back to your calls. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Hey, the website, toddstearns.com. Download that newsletter, folks. You heard the congresswoman. They're cracking down on conservatives, and that's why you need our newsletter. It's the only way to fight back against these government censors.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Wow, Grace, we're getting a lot of hate mail today. I don't know what I did, but we've got the people over on Getter accusing us of being funded by George Soros. Are we getting any checks from George Soros? Is he a sponsor of the show?
Not to my knowledge.
All right. I just want to make sure. I didn't think so, but you never know. We have a lot of people that want to sponsor this program. I mean, we have a lot of sponsors. And, you know, because we have a popular, you know, the audience is huge and growing. They've got money to spend. And, you know.
Yeah,
so
I don't know why people would be mad at you. I've been, you know, keeping you in check with your language today too.
Yeah, so now they're very upset because I suggested that we ought to be helping the Ukrainians. That's the crowd over at Getter says that Ukraine has a neo-Nazi problem, and why am I defending the Nazis? Why am I'm working for Soros? I used to watch your program, but now I'm wondering if you're part of the deep state.
Oh, yet they're still watching.
You might have not have known this, but Russians are Christians. Okay, I don't think I said they were. I think I may have said I called them godless heathens. But, Todd, why would anyone spread this kind of BS? Watch the real videos, not the CNN, Fox ones that have all been debunked. It's clear Russians are not trying to kill innocents. The real videos prove it's war. People are going to die. And they're saying that Ukraine will put their kids and women on the front lines. So they say the Ukrainians are...
This so is comical.
On one side, you have, you know, the Russians are invading and killing everybody, and they're blowing up everything. On the other side, you've got the Ukrainians are truly the aggressors here. So now you have people that say Ukraine has no right to defend their own borders.
Insane.
So the issue here, folks, is at some point you're going to have to fight the Russians. I mean, if you're like Hannity is suggesting, well, we just need to go in and assassinate Putin. Well, that will spark a world war, and that will lead to nuclear conflict. That will happen.
For sure.
So there's got to be some sort of a happy medium between Tucker Carlson, turn your back, and if the Russians invade America, bend over and take it. That's what Tucker Carlson is saying. Because these people on Getter are saying, you know what? Oh, this, I got to read this to you. This is from RM for America. I have no idea what that means. Todd, you are a lying POS media Soros paid loser, sir. You know that is a lie. I hate communists, but Putin is cleaning up the Pentagon bio labs connected to Fauci and Gates. So wait, apparently this is about the China virus now.
You can't. Everything goes back to the China virus.
Todd, they had isolated the Slavic gene and were about to release a new pandemic to kill Ukrainians and Russians. Putin found out about it.
Oh, my gosh.
Where do you get your news? Soros? Oh, another Soros guy. What about the children under the military tunnels there that are raped, organ harvested, and used for porno movies? What? What? Wait, what?
These people need to watch their...
What about the Satanists that use them for sex torture? And something I can't pronounce. I don't know what that word is. You people are...
I don't want to know.
Hold on. You people are a joke. So, okay, the guy saying that Ukrainian Satanists are raping children and harvesting their organs and then using those for porno movies. No, that's the guy that's got it. You got to read these comments on Getter.
Oh,
this
I'm
is
looking
insane.
Right now.
Insane. So, may I just explain what all of this is about? Because, again, you have two distinct camps. You've got the Hannity side that says, we need to blow up Russia. And you've got the Tucker Carlson side that says, we need to let Russia do whatever they want to do, and we should do nothing. We should stand down.
I'm Switzerland.
And meanwhile, they're all the rest of us that are like, wait, what? What is going on here? This is what happens when you no longer believe in absolute truth. That when you no longer believe that truth is absolute, then you have chaos, and you have everybody promoting their own version of the truth. Whether it's Todd Starnes is funded by George Soros, which is a load of crap, and somebody says that, they're lying to you. They're just lying. And then you've got the people out there saying that, well, the Ukrainian people are really raping children and selling their organs and making porno movies. These are people that truly believe this is actually happening right now.
So they're crazy sinners just like people in America.
No. Yeah. Well, yes. I mean,
come on.
You know, the only thing missing is the pizza joint.
Yes.
So it's so at what point do you who do you believe? This is very educational for us, because at this moment you have at least a dozen versions of what's really going on in Ukraine. So whose is the truth? Who do you believe? Or do you just stand down and let the Russians sweep through all of Europe? Who do you believe? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to Mississippi. WPMO. That is our affiliate down in Pascagoula. Edson is on the line. All right, Edson, what do we do here?
Hey, man. Look, I've been listening in on your show for a while. I enjoy it. Appreciate your points of view. I will also say that I've been keeping up with Ukraine and the situation over there for quite a while since it began. Even when Crimea got annexed, Putin believes that there's Nazis in Ukraine, yet Zelensky is a Jewish person.
Like, that is true.
Seriously, people that believe that he is a Nazi need to be ashamed of themselves. The Russians recently just bombed the Holocaust memorial somewhere in Ukraine. I forget what city it was exactly, but I've been watching a lot of the videos of the POWs that got captured by the Ukrainians, and they've been fed and they've been, you know, treated respectfully, and they've been told that, like, hey, look, you need to tell the truth. They were allowed to call their families over and tell them that, look, we came here as aggressors, not us liberators. Our officers misled us and lied to us, and we're basically just being sent here to be slaughtered. And it's true. And, you know, I feel ashamed that Putin would send young men that were born in the 2000s to death.
So let me, Edson, let me correct something you said. I wanted you to finish your thought, and I want to go back. And this, we've been talking about the fake news reporting and the propaganda coming out of Ukraine and how dangerous that is because instead of evoking sympathy, it raises questions about what's really happening boots on the ground. To the point, you brought up the Holocaust Memorial that was blown up. I saw those same news reports. Well, now, Edson, they're reporting that it was a mistake, that it was not blown up. So again, this goes back to the broader issue of we do not know for sure what's really going on over there. And the American media, those people are doing a horrible job of bringing us up to speed. As a matter of fact, everything we say about Ukraine has to include the words allegedly because we just don't know what the facts are.
Right. No, I agree with you. You know, the news media, I think they get their information from Russian propaganda. So they're literally speaking on the side of Putin and whatever he wants to say, you know, and that's not good. Ukraine is a sovereign nation, and it deserves to choose whether it wants to align itself with the West and Europe. I mean, it is a European country. If it wants to become an EU member, it has that right. Now, we as people of the free world need to be able to stand up and speak against the atrocities that he commits on the behalf of his oligarchies. Like, he literally does things for the Russian billionaires, not for the Russian people. And that's what people need to understand. And even the Russian people are brainwashed to the point where they think they're going to Ukraine as liberators and as peacekeepers. But a lot of them are out in protest right now in dozens of cities like St. Petersburg and Moscow. I mean,
yeah, look, no, Edson, I think you're onto it. I just, you know, again, there's so much confusion out there in the reporting, so much fake news. But at the end of the day, for me, we have a sovereign nation that has been invaded. You have a lot of people, the Ukrainian people that are out there that are taking a stand and they're fighting to defend their country. I respect that. And if the NASCAR owner wants to send over ammo, I say, God bless him. That doesn't mean we need to send troops over there, but we need to at least make it a fair fight. Edson, we've got to skedaddle here for a break. Welcome to the program, and we're glad to have you in. It was a great comment. But again, I saw the Holocaust story, and I'm like, oh my God, they blew up the Holocaust Memorial. What the what? Not true. Not true. That's a problem. All right, folks, we've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. When we come back, more of your calls. Also, I'm going to do our best to give you an update on this Freedom Convoy, you know, the American version of the Freedom Convoy. Can I just say, what a completely unorganized. We have been trying to track down people in charge. There, as far as we know, it is an unorganized group of truckers that may or may not be heading to Washington, D.C. We will keep you updated on that, and we'll give you whatever information we can there. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
America, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us, including the liberal trolls out there today. I guess they've got to listen to somebody. So, Grace Baker, we'll take this call, and then I have to ask you about the mayor of Chicago, who is a very unpleasant woman, and it has nothing to do with the fact that she's a lesbian, but she's an angry lesbian, and we're going to get to that story in just a minute, but Let's go to the phones. Rick is calling in from Mississippi. We got a lot of Mississippi folks listening today, listening to us on KWAM. Rick, what's going on?
How's it going, Todd?
Good. Thank you for asking.
Good. The reason I'm calling, I know that I just heard where you were getting a lot of hate from Gitter. And I'm wondering if some of that hate that's coming from a conservative site might not be liberals trying to ruin a conservative site.
Oh, now this is interesting. So
I see it all the time. Oh. I see left wingers. I know that they're left wingers from the kind of rhetoric that I see on places like Newser.com and a few other left leaning news commentary sites. And I'm just wondering if that might not be what you're getting.
You know, that, Rick, that's an interesting observation, and maybe that could be, but there are a lot of people out there who are ascribing to Tucker Carlson's philosophy of isolationism, and they are anybody who disagrees, and this is a concern that we need to pay very close attention to on the conservative side, is there's an intolerant strain among that crowd. That if you think that we need to be supporting the Ukrainian people, then, you know, you're a Soros-funded sorry so-and-so.
Sure. Yeah, I see that all the time on these news commentary sites, news aggregates mostly. But, yeah, that was just my thought. I thought maybe you might be getting some hate that really wasn't coming from people on the right. It was coming more from folks on the left.
But. Infiltrators. Rick, that is a good thought. Now, what part of Mississippi are you calling from?
I'm about an hour south of Memphis.
All right. Very good. Well, that's a safe place to be, Vince.
Yeah, we think so.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, Rick, God bless you, and thanks for listening to us. By the way, Rick, listening to us on the KWAM app, so our flagship radio station, which I own, instead of creating just two separate apps, we decided, you know what, let's create a 24-hour-a-day conservative radio station app. So you can listen to this program. You can listen to Sebastian Gorka, Lars Larson, Larry Elder, Armstrong and Getty, our good friend Rita Cosby. You can listen to all those shows free of charge. All you have to do is go to the live show blog. At the very top of the blog, you will see the line. Click here to subscribe to the app. Doesn't cost you a single penny. And that app works anywhere in America. So I would encourage you to go and check out that app. All right. Here we go, Grace. This is the story, and I do not beep me, guys, because I believe we're allowed to say this word on the radio. Mayor Lori Lightfoot, this is the headline with the Chicago Tribune. Mayor Lori Lightfoot, who, by the way, campaigned on the fact that she's a lesbian, and otherwise, why do we care? But she said we've got to care. That's why she ran, to be the lesbian mayor of Chicago. Otherwise, we don't care. But she cares. Mayor Lori Lightfoot blocked Columbus statue deal, berated lawyers with obscene remarks. This is according to a lawsuit. And you better get the gasps ready here, folks, because there's some shocking things that are alleged. According to the Chicago Tribune, Mayor Lori Lightfoot blocked a deal made with the Italian-American group to allow a Christopher Columbus statue to be displayed in a parade.
Ooh.
She also made obscene remarks aimed at government lawyers during a contentious meeting. Get ready for the gas, because it's about to get ugly. So according to the Chicago Tribune's reporting, Mayor Lori Lightfoot proceeded to question their manhood. This is how the meeting went. Lightfoot proceeded to berate and defame the lawyers, asked where they went to law school. Did you even go to law school? Do you have a law license? Lightfoot told them they had to submit their pleadings to a city attorney for approval and were told not to do an effing thing with that statue without my approval. Get that effing statue back before noon tomorrow or I'm going to have you fired, Lightfoot said, according to the complaint. Lightfoot also made obscene comments to several of the Italian Americans. She apparently called them dicks. What the F were you thinking? You made some sort of secret agreement with Italians? You're out there stroking your blank over the Columbus statue. I'm trying to keep police officers from being shot, and you're trying to get them shot. Okay, I wouldn't have gasped there, but here comes the gasp. Lightfoot.
Wait, what? I've been gasping this whole time for nothing. I'm out of breath.
Lightfoot, the lesbian, said, "My dick is bigger than yours." Wait, what? Wait, what? This isn't the reporting of the Chicago Tribune.
I have a lot of questions.
I had the biggest blank in Chicago. You know,
she needs to be censored.
I'm going
to
get a letter from Miss Esther now from Kansas.
It's not your words. It's
These
ours.
Are her words.
She's, you know.
But if she's got one of those, I don't think she's a lesbian.
I'm about
I think
to
she
say.
May be a man, a transgender. I don't know. It's... Just watch the video of Joy Behar. Did you see that, Grace? She took a tumble there on The View.
It's like a Mario Kart when they slip on a banana.
She was. Jeez, Lou. So the crowd was...
Talk about gasps. They were all like, oh my gosh.
She's okay. She's all right.
She's just walking and goes...
I mean, just...
So... And everyone's like, do we keep clapping or?
Yeah, they kept clapping. I'm not sure if they were clapping
Hooray!
Because she fell or because.
No more The Voice.
But did
Yay!
You hear? They it took a couple of them to lift her up. And one of the squawking magpies on The View, one of the hostettes, or what do they call them? Lady host?
Just call them host, Todd.
No, that's there's a male version.
Hostess?
The hostesses. The hostess, one of the girls, you could tell she was...
Struggling a little bit.
There we go. We got you upright. But she's good. So, Joy, we've got the video on the website.
Man, first
that's
Lori
terrible.
Lightfoot, and now this. I can't
it's
deal
terrible.
With it.
You know, Jerry's on the line from Oak Ridge. Is that Oak Ridge, Tennessee? Is that right? Jerry, how's it going?
Okay, how are you? And it is Oak Ridge, Tennessee.
Very good. Very good. Jerry, so you're from Chicago, I understand.
Born and raised. I got out before the illustrious Lightfoot regime took over. However, we do have a nickname for her when we're speaking of her. It saves a little bit of time. It's fairly descriptive. I thought I'd clue you in.
I'm all ears.
We call her Triple Threat because she's a black lesbian woman, female black lesbian.
You know, Jerry, that's a fair point. I mean, that's a lot of identity politics cards right there. A lot of identity cards.
Well, she's turned out to be quite the little lady, hasn't she?
Lady's not the first word that comes to mind, Jerry, but yeah, we can go with that.
Going forward, we'll just say Triple Threat. How's that?
I love it. Okay. Triple Threat. Jerry, though, I mean, you know, it's, again, when you play those kinds of cards, I mean, you get what you vote for, and she's a pretty mean, nasty person.
Exactly, and I think a lot of people kind of regret it, especially during the riots last year when she raised the drawbridges so that people couldn't get across the river and loot downtown.
Well, there you go. There you go. Jerry, appreciate the intel on the Triple Threat, as they call her, Lori Lesbian Lightfoot. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Over last weekend when we were at CPAC, we ran into a new organization, and we're going to be talking to these folks on a fairly regular basis. It's a group called Moms for America. The leader of this group, Kimberly Fletcher, we had a chance to sit down and talk about the latest developments, boots on the ground in these school boards, and how moms are really weaponizing themselves to protect their kids from these radical schools. Take a listen. All right, we're here with Kimberly Fletcher of Moms for America. Kimberly, this is a very interesting election cycle we're about to jump into. moms especially have been mobilized and I think weaponized as a result of a lot of things happening in the school system. Have you noticed that through your organization?
Absolutely. So we've been really excited actually to see what's going on, because for 16 years we started the organization in 2004, and I've been trying to warn parents about what was happening in the schools, and they, you know, thought I was a helicopter parent, tinfoil hat, not my school, not my classroom. But in the last 2 years, they have realized that it is happening everywhere. And I've been saying for the last 16 years, the moment that moms find out what's going on behind closed doors in their children's classroom, there's going to be a national revolt. And that's exactly what's happening right now.
So on that national revolt, I mean, there are actually educators who are on the record saying moms, dads have no business deciding what their kids learn in the classroom. And that's a big problem. What say you?
It is a big problem, but there's also another side that nobody wants to talk about, and that's all of the teachers who have been bullied and intimidated, who are standing with us as parents and begging us to stand with them because they don't like what's happening in the classroom either.
So you're telling me that you're getting reports from teachers, because we've heard similar reports that it's not the teachers, it's the principals, it's, you know, they're getting it above and, you know, from the unions, so there's a big push to really to force these teachers to go along with the program.
That's true. And we do hear from a lot of teachers who are talking about they don't like what they're being required to teach. They don't like the... There's literally teachers who are calling us and saying, this is pornographic material that they want me to teach to first and second graders. We will not do this. But they do it quietly, don't teach it in the classroom. But it's like a teaching to the test thing for pornographic curriculum. And they're upset about it.
There are so many stories out there, I guess, that you've heard. Are there any that you would say are some of the most egregious? Maybe just choose one, the most egregious example of what's happening inside the classroom.
Well, we just had a mom who contacted us a couple weeks ago and said that her daughter came home, she's 6 years old, literally sobbing and in tears because she thought she was spontaneously going to turn into a boy because they had a reveal party in her first grade classroom.
In a first grade classroom. And again, this is the, you know, we've been talking about this for a long time as well. And people don't realize the indoctrination is not at the college level anymore. It's at the preschool level.
It's on Sesame Street. So we have it everywhere. It's in our media. It's every aspect of our culture. Our children are being indoctrinated on these sexual concepts, the anti-American concepts. They're literally being taught to hate their country, hate their neighbors, hate themselves, and disregard their parents.
And again, you've been doing this for well over a decade now. This is your, to borrow a phrase from Chuck Colson, for such a time as this moment.
Yeah, it absolutely is. We have it's time for all the Esthers to rise up like Deborah.
Or Esther as well, yes.
Yeah, well, and they've been out there. You know, the Esthers have been out there, you know, teaching their kids and praying with their children and all that. But they don't understand that what's going on outside of their doors is completely conflicting with what they're teaching their children. So it's now time to rise up like Deborah and stand in between those trying to take our children and our children ourselves.
I love it. And one final point, the Biden administration, the National School Board Association, I mean, you guys are really making an impact, because now they're wanting to classify moms and dads who have issues as domestic terrorists. They want you guys investigated by the FBI. Has that been a factor? I'm just curious. Have people said, oh, you know, we better back off here? Or has that really mobilized your folks even more?
So for about 5 minutes, they were concerned, and then it emboldened them. So what we did is we went in front of the National School Board Association headquarters in Alexandria, Virginia. We brought moms from across the country, and we held a national press conference and told the NSBA and the DOJ that you don't rule over us or our children. And it was had a very powerful impact, and it empowered moms even more across the country. And so what we are doing now is we're encouraging moms to file a public records request with their school district to find out how much money they are paying to lobbying associations, because it's our money that's paying for the NSBA and the state associations and the school board associations who are lobbying against us, our teachers, and our children. So when we take their money away, then we take away their steam.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Change your vehicle's oil before your summer road trip and save money now with Pennzoil and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic for just $22.95 after mail-in rebate. Save money and protect your engine against sludge and wear with the synthetic oil change. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, folks, good to have you back with us today. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. By the way, yesterday, Ron DeSantis, I just love this guy, the governor of Florida. The CPAC, they did a straw poll. Without Trump on the ballot, DeSantis is there. There is actually more support for DeSantis to run for the White House than Donald Trump. And DeSantis was giving a speech yesterday, and they have all these college kids lined up behind him. All of them are wearing face masks. And here's what DeSantis told the kids as he walked up to the podium.
You do not have to wear those masks. I mean, please take them off. Honestly, it's not doing anything, and we got to stop with this COVID theater. So if you want to wear it, fine, but this is ridiculous.
And so a lot of the kids took off their masks. A few of them didn't. And there was a woman that was interviewed on local television afterwards, and she was horrified. This mommy, a mommy of a college student, and she said, how dare you tell my child to take off that face mask? And the student said, well, and this is like a grown man. He was like 19, 20 years old. Well, my mommy told me to wear my face mask, and I knew that if I took off my face mask, my mommy would be very upset with me. Ladies, that is what a pajama boy snowflake looks like. Stay away from those. Those are not suitable mates for you. If you're a God-fearing conservative woman, you don't want to be mating with someone like that. That is not a good fit for you. Snowflakes. So anyway, good for you, Governor DeSantis. Oh, Pelosi's very upset with Lauren Boebert. You know, Boebert goes out there. Oh, I've got to give you a backstory here before we get to the Pelosi audio. So anyway, during Biden's address, he did not mention the 13 service members that he left behind in Afghanistan, the 13 service members who were killed. And Biden mentioned his son, Beau, who died of cancer but did not die on the battlefield. And the White House earlier today, Jen Psaki, says, you know what, the reason why Biden didn't mention the 13 service members, didn't mention their names, is, well, we just didn't have enough time. We were on a crunch, and we had a lot of stuff to get into the speech, and we just didn't have enough time. So Boebert interrupted, and here's what happened.
And they come home, many of the world's fittest and best-trained warriors in the world, never the same. Headaches, numbness, dizziness, a cancer that would put them in a flag-draped coffin. I know. 13. One of those.
All right. There you go. Here's what Pelosi had to say about Boebert.
On the State of the Union, you did see numerous outbursts from Representatives Boebert and Green during President Biden's speech. As I'm sure you probably remember, when Congressman Joe Wilson yelled goodbye at President Obama in 2009, the House actually passed a resolution of disapproval on that. We haven't heard any talk of that now, but I'm wondering just what is your reaction to those outbursts? Should any action be taken? And what does it say about this?
Let me just say this. I agree with what Senator Lindsey Graham said, shut up. That's what he said to them. I think they should just shut up. Thank you all very much.
I think Pelosi ought to do something about her eyebrows. But that's an inappropriate thing to say in public. You know, I'm just saying. So Boebert did the right thing. It's important that we remember and say those names. And it's, there are two components to this. First of all, we've got to remember the sacrifice those soldiers made to this country. But we also need to remember that it was Biden's failed foreign policy that led to their deaths. And that's why Biden did not mention these people. That's why he chose to ignore their names. These are people that were killed on his watch. But they did not have time to mention these people to honor their sacrifice. They didn't have time. It wasn't that important. It wasn't that pressing, as Little Red Lion Hood said on MSDNC earlier today. So I want to share their names with you because we do have time on this program. We made time to mention their names. Lance Corporal David Lee Espinoza, Sergeant Nicole G., Staff Sergeant Taylor Hoover, Staff Sergeant Ryan Noss, Lance Corporal Riley McCollum, Corporal Hunter Lopez, Lance Corporal Dylan Marola, Lance Corporal Kareem Nicole, Sergeant Johnny Rosario Picardo, Corporal Umberto Sanchez, Corporal Dagan William Tyler Page, Lance Corporal Jared Schmitz, and Seaman Maxton Max Soviak. Those are the American heroes who lost their lives. Men and women who would still be alive today had Biden done the right thing. But Biden didn't do that. And here we are today. So anyway, Nancy Pelosi, though, and you heard what she said, shut up. Shut all you people talking about this, shut up. When she said that, the eyebrows actually came off the face. I mean, they're huge eyebrows. I don't understand what's up with that. But that's impolite for us to talk about, right? Unbelievable. By the way, we talked about this yesterday. The situation over at Fox, I just don't get it. There's open warfare between the news side of the operation and the opinion side of the operation. Mark Levin was talking about this on his radio program, that he's not even allowed to go on. You know what? Let's listen to Mark Levin in his own words.
Well, what's the likelihood that you get some sort of reversal on these policies?
By the way, that's Bill Hemmer, if you don't know who that is. Go ahead.
Seen from the administration the last few days, it doesn't seem likely. I mean, you see them continuing to double down on tenets of the Green New Deal, while they're also taking steps to continue to reduce our nuclear power sources. You know, just last week, they reversed a permit that would extend the life of a nuclear power plant in Florida. That's the exact opposite we should be doing. In addition to opening up federal lands for new leases, as they put a new moratorium on just last week in the middle of this war, we should be building more nuclear power plants here. We should be building them in Europe as well.
That's the Bill Hemmer, Dana Perino show. You know, I've never been invited on that show, Mr. Producer. You want to know why? Dana hates me. Yeah, it's true. Luckily, you're not on air. But she doesn't like me. She's a Bushy, and I'm not. She's a Rovite, and I'm not. So they take these things very personally, I think. Bill Hemmer's called me in the past. He's actually a very nice guy. You want to know the truth. I'm sorry, I don't care for Karl Rove. There he is in Texas, you know, fighting for the rhinos right now. He was supposed to be part of the group that was going to fight tooth and nail and defeat these efforts of gerrymandering that would blow out the Republicans, and he has utterly failed. He's failed at most of what he does. Bush almost lost 2,000, but for the Supreme Court and the litigation that took place legitimately, but wasn't exactly a landslide. And so, you know, I raise these things. I'm critical of these things. So I'm just not part of the social circle, which is true. But this will give you a feel for what to expect at the State of the Union.
All right. So there you go. That was Mark Levin, the great one. And I'm genuinely surprised he would say something about that. Normally, the Fox media relations people, those folks are ruthless. I mean ruthless. And they'll threaten staff. They will threaten you. And so I'm surprised that, you know, Levin said what he said. I suspect he got a call from Fox Media Relations. But they'll put the fear of God. They'll leak stuff about you. just to keep you in line over there. It's a tough look. It's a tough crowd, but you know they got to do what they got to do to protect their brand. And but Mark Levin says that, you know what, Dana Perino hates his guts, and that's why he's never on those programs. And you kind of figure that out, and you sort of get that feel for it when you watch the channel these days. All right, folks, got to take a break. Congressman Pat Fallon is going to join us. Also, we're going to be talking to a brand new voice here on the program. Fred Tappan's going to drop by. We'll have a conversation with him. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show, broadcasting from our beautiful studios, Liberty University in Memphis, Tennessee. We'll be right back, America.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Welcome to Hour 3 of the Big Show. Good to have you with us, everybody. Here in our beautiful Liberty University studios, palatial. Congresswoman Victoria Spartz is from Indiana, originally from Ukraine. She now represents the 5th Congressional District in Indiana. And she was speaking from the House floor the other day and had some really powerful things to say about what was happening in her home country. You know, she was born into communism. The Soviet Union controlled Ukraine. She now lives in the land of the free, the home of the brave. But here's what she had to say from the House floor yesterday, cut 5.
I am very proud to have a strong freedom-fighting Ukrainian heritage. I actually was born in the Soviet Union, which when Ukraine was under that evil country. And I'm so proud that strong, brave Ukrainians are willing to fight again and again to be free. It should inspire all of us. And their bravery and actions are unbelievable. It should teach us and maybe remind us what it means to be a free country and how hard it is to get your rights and freedom's back when you lose it. And we had so many people die for our freedoms. So let's value and cherish them.
There you go. And you heard the passion in her voice. Meanwhile, Congressman Pat Fallon helping lead the charge up on Capitol Hill, firing off a letter to President Biden, demanding to know what's being done about these sanctions. I mean, we're leaving so much on the table. The congressman from the great state of Texas on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. Congressman, good to have you back with us.
Todd Starnes, you are a great American, and you are a freedom lover.
Yes, sir. And Congressman, I have to tell you, it really stirs something in my heart when I see those Ukrainian people doing what I think we would do in this country if we were invaded.
You know, we would hope, and they're certainly setting an example. And let me tell you, Todd, Victoria Spartz is a wonderful human being, a gentle soul, great American, a fierce conservative warrior. And that's why we fired off a letter to President Biden. I led on it. 16 other members joined it on very short notice. We want them to do 3 things. Sanction all of the oligarchs that are complicit with this regime. And there's 35 of them. We have to put secondary sanctions on all Russian banks, saying to the world, if you're doing business with them, you're not going to do business with us, so choose, and then take Russia off, the corporations and their banks, off of SWIFT completely, the global electronic banking system. We do that, and we will, in effect, deny Russia to effectively trade in energy. And then I think they'll blink economically.
So why are we not doing this? Why not just go ahead and throw down the hammer with the Russians immediately instead of just parsing these out?
Because the wokeness, the woke crew in the Obama administration thinks that that's going to be an escalation. Todd, that's an escalation. You know what was an escalation? when a couple hundred thousand Russian troops crossed the Ukrainian border, you know, a sovereign nation, that was the escalation. Putin is betting on the fact that the West will be weak, that we're so addicted to our comforts that we won't take a little bit of discomfort for a few weeks or a few months to ensure that he cannot continue his war.
Congressman, just a few moments ago, we got word that RT, the Russian-funded TV network, is shutting down its American operations, effective immediately, as part of their escalation. Is it possible that the Biden administration could be afraid that the Russians, that Putin will, in fact, try to use a nuclear weapon somewhere?
My thoughts on that are, Todd, quite frankly, you escalate to that level and that degree, or if he even ordered it, you would think one of his people or several of them would kill him. Because oligarchs, the billionaires, and everyone around Putin probably doesn't want to die this week or die next month. And if any kind of nuclear device is used, even if it's a tactical nuke, there's no such thing as a small nuclear weapon, then we're in uncharted territories and it could be the end of humanity. So you would think that they're rational enough. We know one thing, Putin's secular, right? I think he's nuts, but and power drunk and a megalomaniac, but not everybody around him is. And they've acquiesced for too long. And I think that Putin's life expectancy might be a very short one. He might have the life expectancy of a fruit fly if he continued along this path.
Well, I mean, because again, I mean, there's no stopping, you know, at least from the reporting. And that's been a big challenge, is getting accurate reporting out of what's going on either side here. But we understand, let's see here, Kitty Donaldson, who is the political editor from Bloomberg, says that the Russian intelligence service is drafting plans for public executions in Ukraine after cities are captured. This is her reporting. Margaret Brennan, who is with CBS News, their chief foreign correspondent, says they have credible information that indicates Russian forces are creating lists of Ukrainians to be killed or sent to camps following a military occupation. Are you hearing any of this as well, Congressman?
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah, I am. And again, if that's the case, I mean, this is playbook. This is taken. He's using the playbooks of Stalin and Hitler. This is precisely what they were doing. The SS and the Gestapo and the KGB. The Katyn Forest comes to mind in Poland. When they executed, I think, 16,000 officers in the Polish army, because the intelligentsia. That's what it looks like they're planning on doing. It's just remarkable that we're living in this time. I can't believe it, but I know one thing we should be doing, Todd, and that is doing everything we can. I signed on to a letter in November begging Joe Biden to do this then, that he dragged his feet, which would be for 6 weeks. But we need to be sending the Ukrainians sniper rifles, plastic explosives, anti-tank mines, javelin to take out the tanks, stingers to take out the aircraft, harpoons for the ship to take out the ships, machine guns, and a whole bunch of ammo. Because they are a fierce and proud and courageous people, but we need to provide them the tools in which to carry on this fight.
Yeah, I'd just like for it to be a fair fight. And I'm so glad to hear that NASCAR, NASCAR owner Richard Childress, stepping in, he's buying, a million rounds of ammo. And he's actually using the private sector to have those delivered because it would take too long going through the government.
Yeah. We need to help the Ukrainians adopt the Israeli model. They're willing to do it, which is every citizen is a frontline soldier. If they do that, there are 44 million Ukrainians, and 200,000 Russian troops don't stand a chance, but they can't make enough Molotov cocktails to take out tanks. They need sophisticated weaponry. We have it. We have four NATO nations that have land borders with the Ukraine, and we need to utilize them, Romania, Slovakia, Hungary, and Poland, and get it in there, because it's going to be increasingly harder to resupply these folks.
Congressman, we've been talking for a couple of weeks now about the Budapest Memorandum that was crafted back in the 1990s when Ukraine was actually the third largest nuclear power behind the U.S. and Russia. They agreed to give up their nukes in exchange for a promise that Russia would not attack, and that if they did, the United States and the U.K. and the U.N. would step in to defend. Have you guys had any conversations about that? I know it's not a treaty, it was a memorandum, but would that not be the avenue or the vehicle used to do more to protect the Ukrainians?
Yes, and clearly Todd, Putin put that into his calculus that we wouldn't act. And he, so far, has been right in that regard. But, again, we have Ukrainians willing to fight. Let's arm them. Because if Putin wins here and successfully takes over the country, then he is going to have a problem, though. Because the Russian army's proven one thing. They're not 10 feet tall about occupation. And if the Ukrainian people start to resist, how is he going to? He's going to need 350,000 troops to properly occupy that country and pacify it. And that's over a third of his entire force on active duty. I don't know if he'd be willing to do that. So this is an invasion of attrition, if you will. And we have to do our part to step up, or we're going to be looking at possibly a hot war when he invades one of the Baltic NATO countries.
And the understanding is in the reporting, Moldova may in fact be a part of the next step, you know, once they take over Ukraine.
Yeah. You know, a lot of Americans don't know where Moldova is. It was on again and off again, kind of a part of Romania, and it sits to the east of Romania and to the west of Belarus. But yeah, that's problematic as well. It could act as an exclave for the Russians because they do have an exclave sandwiched in where East Prussia used to be to the northwest of Poland.
All right, Congressman, look, we appreciate the intel here, and there's still a lot we could be doing in the way of sanctions. And for whatever reason, the Biden administration is not going down that path. And we appreciate you calling them out on it.
Yeah, no, and Todd, we put enough heat on the Russians. Let's make them blink for a damn change, right? And let's upset their apple cart so much and make life so miserable for the regular Russian citizen and those oligarchs that they were going to say, you know what, I like the way we were living 3 months ago and 3 years ago. I don't want to be invading countries. I don't want to feel this kind of pain. I don't want to be broke. I like being rich. And maybe they'll take care of this issue for us.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, and we've got to make it as painful as possible. Congressman, thank you again. Congressman Pat Fallon, everybody, from the great state of Texas. And here's where we are, folks. It is not a good situation. Not a good situation at all. All right, we're going to take a break here, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
All right, folks. Have you signed up for AMAC yet? You may be 17, 18 years old. You may be 80 or 90 years old. You got to sign up for AMAC. It's America's largest organization fighting for conservative seniors. If you love your grandma or your grandpa, you're going to want to sign up for this. And if you're grandma or grandpa, you want to be a part of this as well. So look, here's the deal. AMAC is fighting for us. They're all about conservative issues. They're all about fiscal conservative issues as well. And they're doing an incredible job making a huge impact in our nation's capital. Now, if you are over the age of 50, your AMAC membership is going to entitle you to some incredible discounts on hotels, travel, restaurants, the whole nine yards. But most importantly, your membership is supporting your values. I want you to go to amac.us/starns right now to start your discounts. That's amac.us/starns to start your discounts today. They've got some incredible things going on, and I want you, our audience, to be a part of it. That's amac.us/starns. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Ed in North Carolina, listening to us on WSIC. Ed, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. Hey, thanks a lot, buddy. I appreciate your perspective and all you do for us out here, all the research and hard work you do. Real quick, so I can let you get some more callers. I believe it's kind of too late. I think Putin basically already owns Ukraine. If you take a look at the map, it's pretty obvious that he's in charge and he's got bigger plans than Ukraine. And my concern is, just like we did in Afghanistan and, you know, all the other blunders we've had. We're just basically sending all this military equipment over there, and he's just simply going to confiscate it as soon as he completely takes over the country. So now we've armed the Taliban. We've sent billions to Iran. We're going to do the same with Taiwan, and then China's just going to confiscate that because they're definitely taking Taiwan. So I think it's too late. We should have helped Ukraine a year ago when Zelensky was begging to consider them for NATO membership. Now I think it's too late, buddy.
You see, Ed, you're bringing up a very good point. Biden has introduced a $32.5 billion aid package for Ukraine, but you're right, it's too late. Otherwise, you're basically writing a $32 billion check to Russia right now. That's all you're doing.
Absolutely, my friend, absolutely.
No, Ed, I'm glad you brought that up because a lot of people are not talking about that. This is just, it's great, but it's too late.
Too late. Too late.
Too late.
Too late, and the same thing's coming with Taiwan. And so Putin's not done with Ukraine. He's going to the Baltics. He's going into, he's not finished. And we're going to back him into a corner, and he's just going to pull a Hitler and commit suicide and kill us all.
I would love for the Tucker Carlsons of the world to explain to me how an entire... I would love for him to explain how is it that the European continent completely controlled by Russia is something we should not worry about.
Absolutely. It's coming. He's not going to be happy with just Ukraine.
No, he won't.
Again, in my opinion, he owns Ukraine already.
And I think there's an argument to be made there. Maybe they're taken aback by how fiercely the Ukrainian people are fighting back. But sooner or later, they will overwhelm. They're going to overwhelm the people. They just don't have the resources.
No, they don't. And it's too late to get them to them because, they're fighting from behind. So, Putin's like, yes, send all that military equipment over here. We'll love to replenish our supplies with it.
Ed, you're right. Let me ask you this, Ed. You know, Hannity says... You know what? We need to assassinate Putin. Putin needs to be taken out. You agree with that?
I do agree with it. He's gonna kill himself eventually, and he's gonna take a bunch of us with him. But I think so. I don't know, how the logistics of all that, but yeah, I think the man needs to go to hell. That's for sure.
Well, no doubt about that. He'll have looks like Saddam Hussein and Hitler will have a third for canasta. So all right.
Yeah,
Ed.
All right, brother.
God bless you, brother. Thanks for listening to us. Great, a great affiliate there, WSIC. Good people there. I am curious. Do you agree with Hannity that somebody needs to assassinate Putin? Is that what we ought to be? Whoever does that will declare a world war. That's what I think will happen there. But Hannity says, you know what? Just cut the head off the snake. What say you, America? 844-747-8868. Let's go to Chad, Hernando, Mississippi. Great town. Listening to us on KWAM radio. All right, Chad, what say you?
Hey, Todd. I appreciate you letting me on, but I just wanted to kind of bring all this together, at least in my mind. I don't see this as a too late scenario. Imagine if while we were standing by watching Hitler go into Poland, later in the war we said, it's too late, he's already done his job. I don't think it's too late. Plus, it's very clear, at least to me, very evident, of the right and wrong. People will say, well, who knows what the right or wrong is? I think it's pretty clear whenever, Putin and his armies are targeting civilians and killing, obviously, a lot of civilians, even though we don't get true numbers, I don't think, from that. But it's very clear in my mind that, hey, this is who is right and who is wrong. And people say, well, we don't want to get into World War III. And as a former guy who has been overseas, I don't want to get into World War III either. However, there is right and wrong. And
hey, Chad, hang tight. Yes. Hang tight. We're going to hold Chad over. So don't let him go anywhere. Folks, got to take a break here. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. You know, folks, I got to tell you, I am so happy to be a part of PatriotMobile.com. Great people doing some great work and great wireless service. If you've got AT&T, T-Mobile, folks, you got to make the switch to Patriot Mobile. That's what I've done. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, and they fight for us every single day. Love those guys. By the way, they have the broadest nationwide coverage. They use the same towers everybody else uses, and they've got a plan to fit any budget along with great discounts if you're a veteran or first responder. They're going to hook you up with some great, great deals. And get this, for the very limited time, if you listen to our program, they're going to give you 1 month free service at Patriot Mobile. All you need to do is go to PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Or give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Be sure to mention the promo code Todd when you do that. So I want to go back to the phones. We had Chad from Hernando, Mississippi. Chad, I wanted to give you time to finish your thought here, but you're saying it is never too late to do something about Ukraine. Go ahead and finish your thought.
Right. I just wanted to say what was on my mind when I was listening. Love your show. But I feel that it's never too late. Imagine back in history, as history is being made now and will be made tomorrow. If in history we just stood back, raised our hands and said, well, it's a little too late for us to get our hands dirty here. It's not worth the cost. And then later in history, we learned that if we hadn't have stepped in, it would have been much, much worse than it actually was. And so now here we are at this precipice again, saying the same things, a lot of the same arguments. People don't even want to take a little bit of hit on the gas pump to save human lives overseas. And the other thing is hey, I don't want to go to war. I do not. I do not want to go to war. However, again, there's right and wrong. And just if you have just a second, I just want to make a Bible quote. And because I think it applies to all of our hearts and the hearts of Ukrainians, every human being. But Isaiah 1:17 says, learn to do good, seek justice, correct oppression, bring justice to the fearless, plead for the widow's cause, for the fatherless, plead for the widow's cause. We are at a precipice. Do we believe Isaiah 1:17 or do we not?
It's a fair question, Chad. And again, it's the country's divided on this. That's the reality. The country is divided, and we'll see what happens. Chad, got to run. A little noisy there, my friend, but I think we got your point. Let's get to Salem, Oregon. Tom, listening to us today on radio station KYKN. All right, Tom, what say you?
Hi there. Thanks. Oh, boy. Yeah, I'm just... I think the country is totally united on turning back our oil and our production. And I think Congress needs to get off of their thumb, tell Nancy and the squad to sit down and shut up and do a vote. And I would say, you know, get together and don't vote on anything else till we get our oil back on. And that's the quickest, easiest way to take the money out of Russia. We're just funding their own war, and it's terrible.
It's stunning to me, and we talked about this on the show yesterday. In spite of all the bluster, we are still sending money to Russia to pay our gas and oil bill. And I'm with you, Tom. That money needs to stay put. We need to be reliant and energy independent, and we have the ability to do that. And there's a reason for the reason why that in Biden. Biden wants to wean us off gas and oil, and they want us to run around in these battery-powered, metrosexual little box cars. And so they've got another motive here, and they want to cause as much pain at the gas pump as humanly possible to get us to switch over to a battery-powered car.
Well, they can put that off another couple of years. Yeah.
We need to
do a big change.
All right, Tom.
Get going.
Tom, God bless you, and thanks for listening to us. Thanks for all of our listeners out in the great state of Oregon. want to welcome a brand new guest to the program, and I've gotten to know this fella over the past couple of months. He has a weekend radio program that he hosts on KWAM in Memphis, our flagship station, and he is also a pastor, and he is running for the state Senate. Very excited to have with us our good friend, Pastor Fred Tappan. Pastor, good to have you with us today.
Todd, it's an honor to be here, and I think did I make it to the big leagues already?
No, well, I don't know about that. You'll see when you start getting all the hate mail, so just give it a few minutes, Pastor, and you'll see. But you are a radio show host, and the show is going very well, and it's exciting to see you as a Republican running for office as we continue to expand what we call the Big Tent Republican Party.
Right. And it's very important that I stand for my morals, that I stand for my faith, and I stand for the will of the people. And so being a conservative and understanding what Republicanism is all about, it fits closest to those three things, to my faith, to my morals, and to what I feel the people of the district are really, really concerned about.
Because you live in an area, Whitehaven. Just a side note, you know, that's where the Stearns family, when they moved to Memphis, you know, 60, 70 years ago, they moved to Whitehaven. It was the white suburbs. There was white flight in the 70s and 80s, and now it is home to a very vibrant black middle class.
It is. It's a wonderful place to live. We have our pockets that need to be ameliorated, but it's a wonderful place to live. You know, the homes there are gorgeous. The home prices are high, which is great in terms of property value. And so it's a place that needs some reclamation, and that's one of the things I plan to do.
And it's a place that's been controlled by Democrats for really generations.
It has. And part of the fall off, the reason that we need such a reclamation project, and I say reclamation because at one time, as you stated, is it was Germantown. It was the Germantown of
Memphis. And again, for our national audience, Germantown is an affluent community, another affluent suburb here in the city.
It is.
So you're right. I mean, it's all cyclical. You know, we saw that in Brooklyn, New York, when I lived in Brooklyn. There were $11-12 million brownstones that just back 20 years ago was a drug infested neighborhood. So that sort of happens. I'm curious, though, Pastor, for your journey, though, were you always a conservative? Were you always a Republican? How did you get to that point in your life?
I've always been conservative. I mean, from day one, I wasn't really dealing with parties at that time. When I graduated from high school, I attended Christian Brothers University in political science. And so I wanted to learn about my country. I wanted to learn about politics. I had a chance when I was 18, I had a chance to go to this program called a youth legislature. I went to Washington for the close-up program where we actually wrote bills on the floor, which was an awesome program. And so that kind of shaped who I am. I'm a person of platform, and the platform that I lean closest to is the Republican platform because, again, first of all, they believe in the Bible. Mm-hmm. That core group. And so I can't stand on a stump and talk about what I believe and talk about integrity when the group that I'm standing for is not a staunch believer in the Bible.
And of course, you've had a pretty colorful career, you know, a school teacher. Tell us about some of your background real quick.
Well, I think my first job was at FedEx. I worked for FedEx for about 10 years.
Everybody in Memphis works at FedEx.
Yeah, I worked there for about 10 years. After that, I got full of the corporate life, and I started teaching school. I taught in adult basic education. I taught at the jail. I taught at the federal prison camp. And so I was teaching adult basic education. And then after that, I moved in and I taught at Southwest Tennessee Community College. And then most recently, I taught at Arkansas State University.
And, of course, you're a pastor as well.
Well, for 25 years. Now, wow. All those other jobs, they were my part-time jobs.
Yeah.
The full-time job is the pastoring.
So I love it. How do we do this? How do we get more minorities into the Republican Party? You're going to have a big job because you're campaigning for office. There are a number of Democrats that are running. How do you convince people to join the Republican cause?
Well, again, Todd, when people understand what being conservative is all about, they begin to see themselves. You can't go by rhetoric. And I think that's the reason many African-Americans are just pinned to the Democratic Party, because they never sat down and thought about what conservatism really is. And when you look at conservatism, when you look at we talk about the Bible, we talk about strong families, and we're dealing with strong government, but not overwhelming government. When I look at Tennessee, I believe it's the third best state in relation to physical conservatism in relation to our finances. You know, that means something. And so we got that through these conservative mores and values, and that makes us who we are today in Tennessee.
And I have to imagine, especially in Whitehaven, where you have a lot of black business owners. I mean, these are small businesses owned by black Americans. You've got families that want the same thing as the white families in the white suburbs. They want to be able to let their kids go to a great school, get a great education, be able to go and play on the playgrounds and not have to worry about getting shot at.
And that's the truth. And those are basic. Those are just basic things that we want. And so, you know, it's kind of getting out of hand right now because of a lack of leadership in that area. And so I want to bring that leadership back. I have a vested interest. I have a heart for it. And it's time out for people kicking the can down the road. I'm tired of people saying, you know, by 2028, we'll have this fixed. No, we need to begin getting this fixed right now. And so I think that's we've played kick the can long enough. It's time to pick the can up and put it in the trash.
I love it. Before we go to break, Pastor Tappan, who, by the way, Fred Tappan, for those of you listening to us on KWAM, he hosts a weekend show. He's also running for the state Senate, and he would like your vote. And he has my full endorsement. I think he's got a great platform, a great story, and we need to support candidates, the best candidates for the state house races. And those are vitally important, folks, not just the national races, but the state and local as well. But let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Paul from Gainesville, Georgia on WDUN. And Paul, you're on the air with Dr. Tappan.
Yes, sir. I would just like to say how much I appreciate you being a pastor and standing up for what you believe in and the morals that you represent. If the church, it's time for the church to stand up. If they would do what you're doing, we could change this world. I just wanted to call in and tell you how much I appreciate you, sir.
Well, I really appreciate the support. It is important to me that I have integrity. I can't stand up and talk about integrity when I'm representing someone or a group that doesn't share the same integrity that I have. And so I'm excited about being a conservative. I'm excited about running as a Republican. And I believe that we can bring this thing together and make some real change.
Paul, he is the real deal, and that's why we're supporting him and bringing him onto the show, and we appreciate you calling in. Perhaps you have a question for Pastor Tappan, maybe a word of encouragement. Give us a call, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. We have a link to the pastor's website on our live show blog. If you would like to support the campaign and get involved, you can go to the live show blog. We made it super simple for you. Pastor, we've got to take a quick break. Can you stick around for a few more minutes?
Most definitely.
All right. Pastor Fred Tappan here on the Todd Stearns radio program. We'll be right back, America.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Stearns.
And prayers for Joy Behar. She's okay. She's okay. But you've got to watch this video. I mean, she went down. I mean, boom, hit the floor. Not anyway. It took a while for It took a while for the hostess to get Joy back up on her feet, but there you go. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. Hey, our good friend Jason Miller from Getter is going to join us tomorrow. Also, our friend Paul Chappell from California, Los Angeles, will be with us as well to weigh in on the latest with the Ukraine crisis and how it's impacting Christians. But here in studio right now for the next few moments, our good friend from Memphis, Tennessee, he's running for the state Senate, and he is also a pastor, Fred Tappan. And Pastor, you know, when you're sitting down looking at the big issues, what are the big issues facing voters in the Whitehaven area of Memphis?
I'll tell you what, throughout the entire district, first of all, Todd, is huge. It ranges from Airways to Houston Levee, Park and Poplar area.
All so it's a big area.
182 square miles.
Wow.
And so in those areas, there are two major things, and it mimics the problems of the city also. Number one is policing. I believe that we have to move away from the type of policing, the numerically based policing that we're doing now, and go to community policing. When I was a kid, I can remember, you know, the police, the relationship between the police and the people, it was not argumentative. It was not something that was negative. It was great. You see a cop coming down the street, you went to shake his hand. And so that's something that we need to do to get to community policing. Second thing, we've got to revisit and revamp the way we educate our kids, and my big thing is third grade literacy. Third grade literacy is so important. It's such an epochic number because it tells you how many kids usually are going to drop out at about a 50% clip. About 50% of the kids that are not reading on grade level by third grade will end up dropouts. Then I work for Shelby County. I was the chief investigator for Shelby County Public Defender's Office for many years. About 80% of the guys in jail at 201 Poplar never graduated from high school.
Is that right? That high?
Yeah. It's an impactful number. And that's why that third grade literacy is so important. So, and unfortunately, we just found out only 11% of the kids overall are being educated at the level in which it should be.
So you're not a defund the police activist.
No, sir. We're about 500 police down right now.
Yeah.
And we need more.
You're right. And to move to that community policing, you actually need police officers.
You do.
And that's a big part of it.
I think they only have 23 officers in the community program right now.
Well, by the way, Jory writes in on the Facebook live stream. She listens to your program every Saturday from out in Arizona. So you've got a big audience out there.
Yes, sir. It is growing. It is growing.
All right. Again, folks, if you want information about Pastor Tappan running for the state Senate in Tennessee, you can go to our live show blog. Even if you don't live here in the Memphis area, you can still support Pastor Tappan and the great work they're doing. And of course, if you're looking for a church on Sunday and you're passing through Memphis, or maybe you live here and would like to check out the church, where can folks go?
We're at EurekaTrueVine.org, EurekaTrueVine.org. We're at 3510 Mill Branch, and we begin at 10:30 a.m. And if you'd like to support the campaign, tapinforsenate.com.
All right. I love it. All right. Pastor, thank you. And great seeing you here. And good luck on the campaign trail and also Saturday for the big show.
Thank you very much.
All right. That's Fred Tappan, everybody. And a great American patriot. And this is just the start of what I suspect will be a very successful political campaign. Maybe Governor Tappan. That would be kind of cool. All right, folks, get out there. Have a great day, America. We'll see you tomorrow. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.